You say you got an older brother that went to World War II?
Judson, my older brother, went to Germany. But he was over there, and they had those concentration camps over there, but he was fortunate enough to come back.
Did he ever tell you about the concentration camps?
He talked some of them, some about it, but not a lot.
You think did that they bother him?
Yeah, I think it did affect him. I think it really did affect him.
But you don't remember what he served in or what he did you? You know, too?
He was just regular Army.
Let's talk about your life so during World War II. You're married, and do you have any kids? By now, how many kids? Say, before 1942-45, did you have one kid, two kids? During the war?
Well,
maybe a little too specific.
Daddy was born in 38.
Okay.
Billy was born in 41.
Mm-hmm.
And then Allie was 45.
Okay, that's enough. Mm-hmm. So you got three kids roughly during the period of World War II. Your husband's a miner, and you got a big war going on around you. You're in the deep south, rural deep south, and you're, at this time, would you say you're still consider yourself poor?
Yes, I would.
I was better shape than I had been. But
you were in better shape than you had been. Well, tell me about your life. Tell me what it was like. Tell me what you did from the time you got up to the time you went to bed. What was a typical day for you like?
Well, you had...
Just a work day.
They had fixed breakfast for your family. Got your husband off to work.
Okay, what time would that be? Five in the morning?
Five in the morning. 4:30 or 5.
Did everybody get up and eat breakfast at that time?
Usually they did.
Okay.
The cow was the milk. And you'd have a hog or hogs to feed. And we had to care water part of the time. We had a well, but then part of the time we cared water from a little creek for wash water.
Okay.
So it was something to do all the time.
Did you have electricity at this time?
Not for a period of time, I didn't. I had, I believe, the third child before I had electricity.
Yeah. Where did you have your children at? Go to hospital?
I had four at home, and the last one was born in the hospital.
Did you have a doctor come out here and deliver?
A doctor came to the home. This is the old country doctor. Came to the home. Well, we had a mining doctor for one. The other was just a, as you say, the old country doctor lived in the community.
You don't remember his name, their names?
Dr. Blanton was my two older children. Well, he was the first three, Dr. Blanton. Mm-hmm. And then fourth was a Dr. Taylor from the Bankhead Mine. He was a mining doctor. Then I went to the, it was called the Walker County Community Hospital at the time my last child was born, Rita.
Mm-hmm. Would you say World War II influenced your life? As far as, in the long run and the short run, did the rations bother you?
We were rationed sugar and lard and several things at one time, which we would usually have a hog to kill, which we usually had lard at home, but the sugar it was hard to get a hold of sugar to make the jellies and preserves and things that we needed to put up. At one time we were rationed shoes. The gasoline was rationed. You got so much to go to work on. You had to really watch your trips with that. Oh, we got stamps to get shoes with at one time, and if you used up your shoe stamps and you needed shoes again, you were out of luck. Well, in those days, you could get your shoes half soled.
What is that?
They had shoe shops that would repair them, and you carried them to the shoe shop, and they put a piece of leather on it, and cut it out to fit your shoe and packed it on there. So you wore your shoes with a new sole tack on.
You can find that some places today.
Look hard enough. But I think they have a few
still. Most people just buy new shoes.
Yeah, though. I think. But back in those days, you very often got them half soled and wore them that way.
Okay, World War II going on, all these people getting killed. You're not actively involved in the war, but you are because your husband's a miner making wartime goods. Do you think after World War II was over, this kind of, how did your views on concerning war change, or did they? Or was you involved enough in the war to give an opinion?
I don't guess I was involved enough to give opinion, but anyway, the war made some things better and some it wasn't, though, I mean, for the people that were left behind.
What do you mean left behind?
I mean that what didn't have to go to the war.
Okay.
Wasn't, you know, actively involved in.
How close was your husband to getting drafted? I mean, did he have to fight for his deferment, or did they just give to him? Or?
Oh, his deferment would be almost up several times, and then once I had a baby, so that made another child support, and that caused him to be deferred another time. And if it had kept going, though, he would have probably had to go. If the war had lasted longer, he would have probably had to go, even though we had three children.
Okay. How do you feel about the draft?
Well, I guess if you have an army, it has to be, people have to be drafted, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Okay. How long were your typical work days, inside the time you got up and the time you went to bed?
Well, it's...
just an estimate.
Just, I'd say the whole time you were up, and then sometimes it was after dark a while before you went to bed. Although, back in those days, you went to bed earlier because you had nothing but a lamp light until we got the electricity to work by at night. So you tried to get your work done before dark, you see.
Basically. We weren't so tired. Do you remember when you got electricity? Approximate date, about.
I can't remember, Banyan. We had three children before we got electricity. When we first got electricity, we only had the electric lights.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got hold of the iron then.
Hmm.
That was really an improvement to the irons that you heat on top of the stove or set in front of the fireplace.
Well, tell me about the irons you heat on the stove and the fireplace. I've never heard of
them. They were called sad irons or flat irons or sad irons, just an iron that was just a solid iron with a handle to it that you set flat on your stove to get real hot to iron your clothes with.
So didn't you steam?
We had to heat it with either coal or wood, the stove, to heat the iron. You said we had to have that hot fire going to heat the iron. It was a hot job in the summertime.
Okay, let me see if I'm getting this right. Okay, you come from a poor background, work all day long, you're tired, got three kids, you have to build your fire, heat your stove up, and you're going to take all this trouble to heat an iron up and iron your clothes. But to me, that doesn't make sense. Why did you go through all that trouble to painstakingly do all this trouble just to take a few wrinkles out of your clothes?
Well, everybody ironed them. Everybody ironed their clothes.
Is that just the thing to do?
That was the thing. You just didn't go out without your clothes ironed.
I'm living in the 90s and I still don't iron my clothes.
Well, back in those days, you really starched and ironed. You made the starch at home.
So did you iron Pop Town's clothes? Every time he went to work, did he have his clothes on?
Well, I didn't iron his clothes he wore in the mines now, but he went down into the mines. I didn't iron those.
Right.
All the others.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't iron the clothes that we just wore around home and worked in, but if we went out, and as we would say, our Sunday clothes, we ironed them.
Okay. Do you remember how much your husband, what his amount of pay was at this time when he was in the mines? Just a rough
estimate. It wasn't very much. He would only draw
maybe a monthly. Do you remember maybe a month or a week?
Well, he drawed it. At first, he would draw every 2 weeks, I believe. Maybe he would draw in the 30s or 40-something dollars every 2 weeks. That was his first mine in there.
Now this right here was considered a step up from farming, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, because there wasn't any money coming in on the farming.
Well, how did he get this job in mining? Did he know somebody? Did he just stand in line long enough?
Well, I guess they were just needing people to mine coal, and he just went to the mines, and they needed help, and they hired him then.
Did he ever tell you what it was like inside the mine?
Oh yes, he had to work on his knees lots of time. He called it in the low top.
Uh-huh.
The low top, and he said that they worked on their knees. They wore knee pads, and they wore hard-toed shoes because they did a lot of crawling. He talked about crawling under the low top, and it was very hard on him because he would wear those knee pads. He would have to have knee pads pretty regular. They would wear out. It was very hard on him, this mining under the low top and crawling. But then he got a job where it was higher top. But he did do quite a bit, he said, under the low top. He called it the low top.
So he did most of the work manually, just pickaxe and stuff.
Well, his first part of the mining he did, yes. His first part of the mining.
He said it was hard on him. Are you talking about he was just tired, or did it actually physically hurt him? Did it like break him down in his later years?
No. It was tiring on him, and it was just hard work. And he said there wasn't really enough of room in there, he said. He used to tell me and the kids if he had as much room under the table or our dining table where we eat, if he had that much room in the mines, that would be a lot better than what he was working in.
See, that's the difference between today's society and past societies, where I don't suppose he was glad he had the job, right?
He was glad he had it, but it was really hard on him.
See, where I would resent a job like that because I wasn't raised in a rough lifestyle.
Well, actually was nothing else we could get a job at.
Do you have any memories, specific, if you can, of any incidents where a little extra money could have made your life a little better, a little simpler, that really stands out in your mind? Like, say, for instance, maybe you wanted to give your kids a toy or something that you couldn't because you got the money. Anything like that. Or maybe if you could only have this bit of extra money, you could have done this with yourself. Anything that you
want? Well, we could have always used extra money because there wasn't extra money in them days. There wasn't any extra money. We usually would manage for maybe one little toy around for a child. And we would have.
Is this for Christmas?
Uh-huh, for Christmas. We would get fruits and nuts and candy, but they never had done. Maybe if they got one little toy, that was good. I'll say that was good, but we'd try to have one little toy at least.
Okay, tell me about what was church like back in the 20s and 30s?
Well, lots of people, I mean, they went to church. The church houses usually was full, or they had really good church in those days. Everybody, I guess, believed in going to church, and that was more so your social life was going to church and with other people.
When did y'all meet?
Other folks.
Same as today, Sundays and Wednesdays?
They didn't have Wednesday for a period of time. It was usually just on the weekends.